Securities and advisory services through Independent Financial Group, LLC, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor member, FINRA SIPC.
Good morning, America. Welcome to the Retirement Life and Investing Show with Dennis O'Brien, yours truly, owner of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group in Mystic, Connecticut, at Exit 90 in the Taylor Realty Building, down from Steak Loft and across from Friendly's. So you can get your steak and then go get your ice cream and then come see me. But I hope everybody's doing well. Well, the name of the show is So You Have Fallen in Love. I was in a mood this morning when I started writing, so let's get on with it. So you've fallen in love. You meet someone special that sends your heart a Twitter, and you wonder, what the heck is going on? I've always been independent. I don't need anybody, but suddenly there is someone else that you can't imagine life without. It changes everything, and all your previous calculations go to the wayside. You imagine your life and what it would be like if you were a couple and faces life's challenges together. And sometimes as you age, you see children come home, and you know this person is the one. They come home with someone, and you realize, uh-oh, this may be the person, or maybe not. Maybe it's not the person, which is hard, because it's happened to all you older folks out there. You've seen your kids date people like, I'm not sure about that one. In our family, if we like you, believe me, you know it, and if we do not, we're polite. So we're really polite to you. Watch out. If our kid asks us what we think about this new person, we do the Socrates method and say, well, what do you think? Is this the person for you? Are you friends? Do you trust this person to be loyal in the good times and not so good times? Do you like their family? Did they grow up in a positive, loving environment? Or are you rescuing them from a terrible life? Can they rebound? Or are their demons too tough to overcome? Many people, you've met people, you've dated, and they just need more and more therapy. They need help. And that's okay. It's okay. But you have to ask yourself a very, very important question. Can you and your family handle that? And you can. You know, it is what it is. But don't kid yourself. It's a hard road to go. And you got to be aware of that. So, and anything else. And maybe you're the person with the demon. I don't know. And this person's helping you. So you never know what's going on there. Are they good with money? Do they have large student debts? These are the questions kids now got to think about that you and I, back in the day, never had to think about any of this stuff. You know, our thing was, never mind. I'm not going to go down that road. Are they good with money? Do they have large student debts? Do they have credit card debt? Do they save money regularly? Are they frugal? Are they smart? Is your potential partner smart? Do they plan ahead for the future? Are they good with people? Are they shy? Does this person you care for complement you and your personality? I've seen a lot of couples where one person's a little more quieter socially and the other person's more outgoing. But when you sit down with them privately and start talking about finances, the quiet one socially is the much more dominant one privately. So it's absolutely fascinating to me watching these couples and how I like to ask people too how they met. You know, where'd you meet? Some of the stories are a riot. People meet in the most unusual way. But in the last 10 years, guess what the most common answer is? They met on the computer. They met through a site. And they might have gone through 20 or 30 people before they met the right one. And I hate to say it, but the computer's doing a darn good job. Because a lot of times, a lot of stuff is pre-screened, common interests, common values. And after meeting a lot of different people, you kind of know when you meet someone that you kind of jibe with and get along with. So I hate to say it, but computer, I used to be pretty hardcore against that back in the day. But now I kind of see why it works and whatnot. So are they good with money? Do they have large debts? Are you a better person around them? Do they drink or use pot or harder stuff? Do they smoke? Do they cook? That's very important. What's the old Sicilian expression, Italian expression? Long after the kiss is gone, roughly translated, long after the kiss is gone, the stomach remains. I believe that. Do they live sloppily or cleanly? Do they like to cook? Are they outgoing or more shy? These are the type of things that when you meet somebody or your kid or grandkid brings somebody home, these are things you want to know. Now, how does this relate to my business? Well, kind of doesn't, but in a way it does, because I see a lot of couples in my office. Some have been married 50 years, some 5 weeks. I know usually within 30 seconds whether they have a good vibe or not. Just the way they look at each other, the way they talk, the way they finish each other's sentences, whether they smile at each other. A couple came in one time a couple of years ago. And boy, the hair on the back of my neck went up, and it was just the most uncomfortable meeting, and she could tell that they were not good. They were just not, it was a bad feeling. And on my side of the desk, it's just like, I'm not playing counselor here. This thing is not good. I can't, you guys got to figure this out, because working with you as a couple, it's going to be very tough for me if that relationship's dysfunctional. But 98% of the time when I have couples come in the office, it's a good vibe or a great vibe. And the reason is that many times you've been around for a number of years. You've been together for decades. You've become good friends. You've worked together on common goals. You've accumulated assets. You've raised kids. In some cases, you've helped raise grandchildren. You have a really good vibe. And when you come in, it's a joy to meet you. And in almost every case, when you've raised kids and saved money and shared together, you're going to have a good vibe. And usually it's the form of a wonderful friendship that's grounded in mutual respect, friendship, and even love. And why am I talking about this? Because not every couple stays together. When they do, they usually learn to fight constructively. They usually become great couples. Life is not a Hallmark movie, which never shows the hard life after a kiss. So these are some of the things we'll talk about. I have some more thoughts on this in terms of how it affects your investment and your life. Now, if you'd like to arrange a meeting and come into the office sometime, you're more than welcome to do so. The best way to do it is call my office at 860-415-9614 or email me at dobryan@ifgrr.com. Or go to my website, look it over, and then give me a ring or an email, whatever you prefer. Some of you have emailed on the magic box. Somehow the firm, I don't know what's going on, but I'm having everything CC'd to my web provider who's forwarding to me. So there might be a delay, and I apologize for that. But the most direct way is just call and leave a message. If I can't pick up, I'm usually in a meeting or I'm driving, and I won't pick up at that point. Everything gets forwarded to my cell, so I usually do pick up. Sometimes I'll just say good afternoon, Dennis O'Brien, because I don't know if it's one of those crazy calls where they mask the numbers and everything else. And I seem to get a lot of those on Mondays, and boy, I hate those calls. In any case, yeah, so my office is at off exit 90 in on the Mystic Road into Mystic, and I'm more than happy to sit down and talk with you. I can't help everybody, and I don't care how much money you have. My main thing is, can I help? And can I give value to you? So anyway, thanks for listening to Retirement Life and Investing Show here on 94.9. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thanks. Talking about relationships today, marriages, meeting people. No, it's not the dating program. It's the Retirement Life and Investing Show with Dennis O'Brien, President of O'Brien Retirement. Why am I talking about this stuff? Well, a lot of people tell me they have a hard time meeting someone these days. A lot of people, you go to bars and drinking and drugging, or people with bad emotional experiences, a lot of baggage. And I always tell people, the longer you wait to meet the right person, when that person does come along and you click, you're going to really appreciate them because you know all the dingbats out there that you've met through computerized dating and whatnot. So believe me, don't give up. You'll meet someone nice. It's just a matter of time. But you got to go live your life, and you got to have your goals and purposes and things you're trying to do. And that person comes, and you click, you'll know it. It should be easy. I always tell people, why is that relationship so hard? Maybe it's not meant to be, you know? So in any case. Now, I've seen not every couple stays together, but they usually, eventually they learn to fight constructively, and they become great couples. Life is not a Hallmark movie, which we talked about. It never shows the hot part after the kiss. Now, for couples that marry after divorce or loss of a spouse to death, it's wonderful to see these people have a second or third chance at love. I'm always rooting for them to overcome all objections, especially of adult children. Because adult children realize they don't want the person to take their inheritance. They're worried about that person hurting their dad or mom. And daughters can be tough on a gal if dad's alone, and likewise with boys and their moms. So it's something to... If it's right, it'll feel right. And if marriage is in the wings, it's in the wings. But make sure you do the legal part. Make sure you take care of things. I've seen people make big mistakes after a long marriage, death of a spouse in some cases, then go and lose everything to a person of low moral fiber, especially in Florida, where many of those people of low moral fiber seem to escape the reputations of their small towns. But people knew them and wouldn't go near them in a zillion years. And they move to Florida, reinvent themselves. Beware of transient populations when you move somewhere and meet someone. You're out of your element. You have no history. I've seen it a few times, and they bring the person back up, and I meet them, and I want to scream. But sometimes you got to be careful what you say. It's not going to listen anyways in many cases. I'm rooting for all of you to find that special person if you haven't. Person that drives you crazy, but you couldn't live without him or her. So let's talk about mortgages for a second. How's that? Relationships to mortgages. This show does it all, doesn't it? Anyway, if you have any questions, you want to call in 860-464-9490, and you'd like to opine on anything, feel free to opine. You like that word? I haven't heard that man on TV say that word in a long time. So let's talk about mortgages for a sec. If you have a mortgage and you know the rate, the term, the starting date, you can go to a site called Mortgage Professor, and you can print out your amortization table. And I urge you, everyone with a mortgage or considering getting one, to print out the amortization tables. Because what happens is you get to mark off your payment as you make them. And as you see your debt shrink, and more importantly, your net worth increase because of the decreasing debt, you will fill in a concrete way that you are, you will feel on a concrete way that you're on the right path. Especially, you'll be shocked on a 30-year to see how much of those first couple of years are all interest, all interest. The bank gets their money first. And so when you look, if you're thinking of getting a mortgage, print out the 30-year amortization table, print out the 15-year amortization table, and look at where you are on paying that off after 10 years. And you will be absolutely shocked that you'll be tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars ahead with the 15-year mortgage. It's so easy to do now. You can go to Mortgage Professor, put in the two things, print them out, and study them for a week or two, or bring them into me, and we'll go through the numbers together. You will be shocked at the amount of money you save by that simple little thing. Because I was going through an amortization table with someone the other day, and they wound up getting a 5-year mortgage on $129,000 debt. Their interest rate is 3.25%. Their monthly payment is $2,300 a month. The first 10 months, that mortgage is already down to 109 from 129. Isn't that incredible? Within 2 years, that mortgage will be down 20, and a little bit more. They'll probably be down into the high 60s. That's the power. If you can afford that payment, now they're making sacrifices to do this, but that house will be paid off in 5 years. Isn't that incredible? They are my heroes. I've got a lot of fun. I might have to take them out to dinner when that mortgage is paid off. I get so excited when people come in and tell me they either have no debt or they paid off all their debt. I've had people come in lately telling me they worked like heck to get their student debt paid off, then their house paid off. I just want to high five them. And some people, you know, you can't high five. Some you can, you know, it depends on. But I want, when all that debt's paid off, I am so happy for them. Never mind credit card debt and all that other stuff. I know a lot of you need to use credit cards, but please, please pay them off. You can pay them off fast. A lot of them have the handheld feature where you can just pay it off every 2 weeks when you get paid. Pay those off. Just use them for the points or to track expenses, but not to carry debt. Please, if you're carrying debt on a credit card, you're doing something wrong. And now listen to Grandpa here. Yes, I am a grandpa. So anyway, so a little visual. I'd like to see the progress I'm making. So I urge you all to look over the Mortgage Professor site and print out your amortization table on your mortgage if you have one, or get your kids to do it. Some guy called me the other day, said he was going to start taking Social Security at 62 because he's reading the headlines in the newspapers about Social Security running out of money in 15 years. The news is being leaked this way because they want to extend the age for millennials to take it. So they want to go from 62 to 70, 66 to 67 normal. They want to add 5 or 10 years to that because they know people are living longer and they want to extend out the payments. So I bet they want to go to 65 to 75 with 70 being the normal age. Now, they know they can't do it to the current generation, but they can stick it to the millennials by delaying it 20 years. And the millennials go, they don't care, they're busy. And then 20 years from now, they'll go, what the heck just happened? That's what they want to do, like Reagan did in the 80s with the Democratic Congress, where they stuck it to the baby boomers by extending out the years. Okay, and the reason why they have to stick it to you is because the thing is so poorly managed. It buys government debt. It's averaging 2 to 3%. It should have 40% stocks. It is not. They're morons. They're idiots. They should have growth in there too. You know, it's just, I'm just amazed by the fact that it's been allowed to be manipulated by Congress all these years because nobody really understands what they're doing and how they're doing. On another note, a couple from Europe called me the other day and said they want to come to America because their country's economy is never going to turn around in Europe because of entrenched political interests, and they believe America is the only country being run the right way despite the European media's overwhelmingly negative news concerning our present administration. They say many young people are very restless and want to get out before it hits the fan in a couple of years. That's pretty ominous. You know, I don't know if they're right or not, but they are saying that things are very, very tough in Europe. Now, I don't know if it's the Yellow Jackets in Paris, what's going on in Italy, but there seems to be an undercurrent of aggravation there that's sweeping, and I think people are looking at America as their savior, the promised land. So with all our problems, we're still the best house in the neighborhood, and don't doubt it. So I thought that was an interesting part. You know, if many of these countries, especially in Latin America, put in a constitution, made the dollar their currency, and dropped the tax rates, especially in Latin America, what would happen? They would boom, and with that political stability, companies would move in and entrepreneurs would flourish. And therefore, the general population would flourish too. And they'd have to stop caravanning it up through Mexico to America. What a concept. Low taxes and freedom. Imagine New London and Norwich with low taxes and freedom. They would boom too. And our kids would not have to leave the state for jobs. What a concept. How many of our kids have had to move to Boston or New York or wherever to get jobs after college? How many? And it's hurting our state. Never mind seniors that are leaving for tax reasons too. So let's change topics a little bit. If you're over 70, please consider, and we're going to talk about asset allocation because I'm running into many of you that have 80, 90% allocations and growth over 70 years old. And I think that is a recipe for disaster down the line. Right now, it's working. Markets are doing great. We've seen good rebounds. We've seen a growth agenda of the administration. The Fed has backed off, but we'll talk about that guy in a few minutes. But I'm very, very worried about you over 70-year-olds with these high stock growth allocations, okay? Please consider moving to my income or another income portfolios and less growth. The markets are very strong, so it's giving you a nice opportunity for appreciation, selling into strength. But 2020 is coming quick, And many of you are way too heavy into growth through growth stocks and mutual funds to weather a prolonged bear market, which eventually will come. And if you're over 70, please start to cut back your risk level and try to generate more income. I'm very bullish on the market, but as you get older, you need to adjust these portfolios. I love income, and when it comes and supplements your Social Security and any pensions, it can be a wonderful thing. You can even reinvest it back into growth, a win-win in my view. So these are the things, if you want me to review it, and we'll talk about the next section, as before we go to commercial, we'll talk about what you need to do, what to bring with you to a meeting, some of the things I'd like to see. You don't have to bring them all, but if you do bring them, I'll know you're serious. If you don't bring them, I know you want to chat and check me out. Either way, that's fine. But if you'd like to make an appointment, call 860-415-9614. Go to dobrienifgrr.com. Go to my website, obrienretire.com, and you get the information off of there. You can review a retirement plan. You can view my pretty picture on the website. You can see my investment philosophy, which is, conservative. I'm very, very conservative. And we don't sell products. We don't sell annuities. We don't sell front-end load mutual funds. We prefer to work for a flat fee, no commission account, and act as a fiduciary in most, if not all, cases. There are cases where we just let you pay by transaction, but those are few and far between. So come back to us at the Retirement Life and Investing Show here on 94.9 FM News Now. We'll be back in a few. Thanks. Retirement Life and Investing Show. Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement, Mystic Connecticut, exit 90 down from Stake Loft in the Taylor Realty Building. Hope everybody's doing well today. We've been talking about lots and lots of things. I just remembered something I didn't write in my notes that I just wanted to talk about for a second. I went to the Eastern Connecticut State Planning Council. They have these meetings every quarter. We had a speaker, a guy who was from an investment advisor in Virginia named Horizon. Big shop, about $5.5 billion in assets, 60 people working there. He was their PhD in economics talking about the markets. So I had to go to that because I like listening to anybody's opinion, and especially a PhD, to see if he's over academic. And the guy was actually pretty good. They do nothing but ETFs, which I do a lot of, indexes and whatnot. And they were talking about their goal-oriented investors, which is kind of an interesting topic I'm hearing more and more about. And we'll talk about that probably in subsequent shows. But he said, any questions? And I said, well, yeah, I got a couple of questions. I go, what's your opinion right now on ETFs on oil market and the biotech market? And he turns and looks at me for a long time. And he says, well, he goes, they're very risky. And I wouldn't encourage them right now, blah, 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 blah. I said, oh, thank you very much, sir, and everything else. So the state attorney next to me nudged me and go, why'd you ask that? And I go, the reason I ask that is because when something's been in a bear market, and both those areas have been in a bear market from 3 to 5 years, they're starting to come out of it, but they're still in the downtrend and whatnot. And I said, when I ask something that's been in a bear market a long time and the person's very, very negative about it, I said, boy, oh boy, I'm very, very interested in those areas, because obviously the sentiment there with this group alone, and I feel it represents a lot of people chase returns, they're lemmings. That's why active managers don't do any better than the indexes. And this just clarified it for me that if these things have been down in bear markets, wouldn't you want to say something like, we're watching them very closely, they may turn around, every dog has its day. No, they're risky. No, we wouldn't touch them. Now, I realize he's in a group setting. He has to be careful what he said. But I found it fascinating in any case. So always looking for feedback, what's going on and whatnot. Well, I had a guy come in last year And I call him a shopper. Now, anybody in business will know what I'm talking about. The guy's a shopper. He talks to everybody about what he should do with his money in this case, right? Because he's talking to me. And yes, and there's a lot of people out there believe in doing this. I avoid them like the plague. And here's why. I don't believe in sister wives. I don't believe in sister financial advisors. Pick one and stop it. But some people can make a decision. They don't have a mind of their own. They don't trust their instincts. So they go wean round and round and round. And we've all met people like that. And I'll be honest with you, I just don't have the time. I'm more than happy to help you if you can make a decision. Good for me or against me, I don't care. You want to go with someone else? I wish you all the luck in the world. You want to go with me? Great. But shoppers, they're just round and round and round. So I laughed because I hadn't seen anybody like that for a while. And then when I ran into it, I went, oh, yes, okay, no problem. So anyway, life. We talk about life in the beginning of the show. You'll find the right person for you. Stick by that person in money or love or both, okay? Let's talk about the markets a little bit. It's been a wild week. Chairman Powell of the Federal Reserve has backed off rate increases, and that's why we've rallied since December, but will not lower rates right now. The markets did not like that. They had a 1 or 2 day hissy, and some of my indicators actually went below the buy limit for the first time in 2 months temporarily, but came right back, roaring back yesterday. And they roared back because the underlying economy is really good. Really good. We're just going to see growth. We're seeing money pour in. Japanese are building factories. You know, this present administration has turned it on. Low unemployment, a lot of people leaving unemployment lines to go back to work. It was interesting, though. I'm watching CNBC or Fox Business. I can't remember which one it was. They had an economist come on, and this guy was from Stanford, and he was a professor at Stanford, I believe. Very, very handsome, well-versed guy. And they listened to him, and he said, when you went into the jobs report, he said the thing that stood out to him was the reason for any price inflation in job wage gains, in his view of the numbers, was because of minimum wage increases passed by various state legislatures. So each state, the federal has their limit, and the state can go even higher depending on what part of the country they're in. And he said a lot of the numbers were based on minimum wage increases in various states, which was interesting because one would expect if the economy was really booming, Chairman Powell, we would have wage increases across the board, not just caused by state legislators increasing the minimum wage. So that being said, you have to wonder how they can justify raising rates or keeping rates relatively high and a relatively flat yield curve when the inner strength, there's still a lot of supply of labor out there still to be used. Despite those numbers you're seeing, I hate to say it, but I haven't believed the federal numbers in 10 years. I think there's a lot of people that are relatively underemployed or not looking for work that they don't count. And a lot of these people, especially in the minority neighborhoods, they're starting to come back into labor forces, more jobs, more people, there's more opportunity for them. And this is just starting. And I think we're still 5 years away. And with the robotics coming in, here's another thing. I think CNBC went into the Tesla plant. They call it the Gigabyte plant or some fancy name. And they opened up in Nevada. And this thing is huge. And it's about one-third built. And they're building a similar one in China, by the way. So they're covering all their bases. And the one thing that they remarked on and was pretty clear from the pictures was the lack of people in the plant. It was totally as automated as you possibly can be. Now, back 20 years ago, if these people had opened a plant like that, there would have been hundreds, if not thousands of people running around with jobs, high-paying jobs and everything else. So people that tell me, oh, we're going to have wage inflation. And I look at this Tesla plant out there, and I said, the robotics are coming. They're here. You're going to start to see them in McDonald's. You're going to start to see them across the board. You're going to see trucks driven by artificial intelligence, I say within 10 years. This is all coming. So there's not going to be any wage inflation. And inflation numbers are two-thirds wages. Two-thirds wages. So if there's no wage inflation, that's why rates are low. Partly because of technology, partly because of giveaway trade agreements that allow them to tap into cheap labor overseas with no penalty at all. And it's really, really hurt the middle class. Now, Trump's trying to get that back and trying to build that up. But I think at best he's going to be able to stabilize things here. I don't think we'll ever see wage inflation. Because I remember late 60s when Vietnam spending was booming. Even as a kid, I remember Vietnam spending was booming. And they were spending social programs much, much bigger than they ever had. And we had very low unemployment in 1969, and the oil shocks came. But that's not the case now. It's a different case. So just be aware of that. Something I just wanted to touch upon. But let's talk about Chairman Powell before we go. I don't trust him. He's a Bushy, and he will try to play games into next year in the 2020 election. Be aware that his power is ultimate when it comes to the markets. One phrase out of that guy, and he could take us down 20%. I will start cutting back risk as soon as we approach 2020. Not because I'm scared of the guys, because I don't trust him. I don't trust that guy. I think he hates Trump. And if you think personal ego doesn't come into some of these decisions that these guys make because they're the Federal Reserve Chairman, you're seriously being misled. It does come into play. He hates Trump. Trump hates him. And Trump knows what he's going to try to do. So Trump's going to come at him full bore. And they're going to go, you shouldn't try to, Trump's absolutely right to go after this guy. Keep him on the defensive because he can blow your election. With one phrase, he can literally blow your election. So just be aware of this guy, and they're going to hear a lot of talk on that. But be aware that I think Trump's right to stay on this guy because I want the American people to do well. I don't know what Powell wants. I don't know who he's serving. Doesn't seem like the American people in my mind. Anyway, that's my anti-Federal Reserve Chairman talk for today. Thank you for listening to the Retirement Life and Investing Show. My name is Dennis O'Brien. If you'd like to make an appointment, call 860-415-9614, and we'll review your statements and talk about that a little bit more in the next segment. Thanks. To the Retirement Life and Investing Show. Your retirement, your life, your money, your investing. Hope everybody's doing well. My name is Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement in Mystic, Connecticut. Hope everybody's doing well. This is the fourth and final part of our show. I was just talking about Chairman Powell, head of the Federal Reserve. I don't trust him, so I'm going to be very cautious going into 2020 with this election. I hope he doesn't pull anything fast, so just be aware of that. Okay, you're going to hear a lot of hype on 5G. It's years away, but I will keep my portfolios current with the dominant companies in that space as they become apparent. It's a very exciting time, don't you think? 5G has an amazing potential. The ability for technology to enter our lives even more than it has. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad, but it's coming, and we have to be aware of it. And if I can find dominant companies in that space, I will put money into that area. So be aware. I don't know who they are yet. Nobody does. So anybody tells you they do, they're full of you know what. All right, let's talk about some local companies. CVS out of Rhode Island had very good earnings this week and sparked my interest. You know, I bought CVS years ago, I don't know, maybe 9 years ago in the 20s. It had gotten kicked way down. I remember it because it was a local company, and they were building everywhere. And I knew when they built a standalone, they used to be in strip malls. And then I realized if they built a standalone store on the corner of the strip mall, business rose 60%, just exploded because they're parking around, people would go right into that store. And that stock I was buying in the high 20s and rode it up all the way to 105, 110 back in the day. And then Amazon came along and scared the heck out of all the retailers. And CVS started weakening, and I started selling it off. I just, you know, some people got out of 105, some guy got a 95. But I just didn't want to be in that space because I didn't know how much the Amazon threat was there. But then CVS bought Aetna, and that purchase seems to be going well because their numbers are quite good. They came out with earnings last week, and actually they've done a good job bringing Aetna into their wing, and actually same-store sales were up, so they're not distracted by that purchase from last year. So I'm looking at the stock now in the mid-50s going, you know, it's pretty inexpensive based on earnings, cash flow. It's about half of the market multiple. And I'm looking at it going, you know what? I think I'm going to start nibbling at it. But it's not a recommendation for you personally. It's based, you know, your risk tolerance and investment objectives. You might want to take a look. It's not a recommendation, but a suggestion for you down the line. Take a look at it. I might be adding it to my portfolios too. GE, something we've talked about a lot of times. I love Larry Culp, the new chairman. I think the guy's brilliant. A genius even. They had a great quarter, and when the stock got down to $8.80 a share a week before earnings came out, because that numbskull from J.P. Morgan who was right on the way down, but now is overdoing it, started saying bearish stuff a week or two before earnings. Earnings came out, and they were great compared to what they had been doing. Stock's now at $10.50 and climbing. Larry Culp, you're my man. As long as Larry, it was at $8.80 and Larry Culp had a heart attack, I'd be very, very nervous, okay? Because I'm in that stock because of Larry, okay? So I keep buying it. Take a look if it's appropriate for you. It's not a recommendation. I have to say that. But it's something that if it fits in what you do, take a look at it. Another company locally is General Dynamics, our own EB company. General Dynamics, of course, based in Virginia, owns EB. A lot of people work at EB. A lot of people have the stock in their SSIP and own it apart. Now, what people don't realize about General Dynamics is 44% of their earnings come from Gulfstream. Gulfstream's in the private sector. But Gulfstream had a huge pickup in order deliveries in the last quarter. And guess what? GD had good earnings, very good earnings, thanks to Gulfstream and steadiness on the defense side. And they're really booming on the computer side, computer services to the government. So GD stock has started to pop a little bit. Keep an eye out. And not a recommendation to buy, but a suggestion to watch. So just keep an eye out that. Housing market in southeastern Connecticut seems to be doing okay, especially better with houses under 500,000 are moving quicker, depending on the town and the mill rate. So if your mill rate's in the 30s and 40s, it's a tougher sale, lower price. So just bear in mind that and whatnot. I also want to thank Dr. Golden of Waterford, Shoreline Medical, and his wonderful staff who's been helping my son, Bo, and his mom monitor his condition. Dr. Golden has been Bo's doctor. If you recall, my son was hit by a car a couple of weeks ago in Queens, and we had to bring him home. And mom has been nursing him back. But Dr. Golden has been Bo's doctor since he was 2 weeks old. So they've been absolutely fantastic in their care and attention to detail and helping him. He's improving, and we hope for the best. Bo, no, he has the best mom in the world. He better. Anyway, my millennial stocks have really taken off in the past weeks. Remember back in December when I told you we were having a big sale? Well, the big sale is over, and they have really surged. And some of you opened accounts, and we bought some of them, and the accounts have really done well. So congrats to you for having the guts to listen to a guy that was right. Yeah, when you're right, you're right. When you're wrong, I'll tell you either way. Now, back to tactical, certain industry groups are depressed like oil, biotech, gold, silver. I still like them, but it's hard to hold them. It's hard to buy them when other groups have gone way up. So keep your small positions, and eventually governments around the world will allow their countries to grow like America and oil will zoom. We are still the best country in the world. Travel the world if you don't agree. And don't forget, if you'd like to make an appointment, call 860-415-9614 or email me at dobryan@ifgrr.com or go to my website. When you come in, please consider bringing your tax return, Social Security statements, which you can download, 401k statements, investment account statements, mortgage or debt statements or amounts, and even a recent payroll statement are helpful. Remember, all the information you give me is totally confidential. I take privacy very important, and you should too. And if you win the Powerball, do the following steps, as Jason Curlin, the lottery lawyer. This guy, I guess, specializes in helping lottery winners control their winnings. But the reason I'm interested in that is because a lot of the advice he's given these people is much more extreme than you coming into my office. But some of the things are the same. Double check, triple check, take a break, and check again, he says. If you watch the drawing, you have all the numbers, triple, double, quadruple check, and make sure of the obvious embarrassment if you realize you were wrong. He says, call me, copy, and hide. The ticket's not officially yours till you sign the back of it. However, the way you sign it can be pivotal. Each state has different laws and claiming procedures. That's why you should call him immediately. And he's right. You got to give advice right away. Once signed, immediately make a photocopy of that winning Powerball ticket on the front and the back of the ticket, and you work with a copy from now on, not the original. This small piece of paper that was worthless a few hours ago is now worth hundreds of millions of dollars. That's so dramatic, man. You imagine that? You imagine? Keep quiet. This is advice for everybody across the board. Your natural inclination is to climb to the highest point of your roof and scream at the top of your lungs, you are now one of the world's wealthiest people, please don't. You know, and he says, please. Privacy, share the news with your media family, close friends if you need to support you through the exciting, but nobody else. Assemble your team of professionals. This is for all of you, whether you win the Powerball or not. First call should be made to them, blah, blah, blah. Or me. The initial decisions you make in this process cost you or your family millions upon millions of dollars. And he's right. He's right. Depending on the state you live in and how you handle that. But it's true. Everybody needs a team around them, especially as you get older. You get me, you're going to get my team around me. Not visible when they come in the office, but they're out there. CPAs, state attorneys, good insurance guy, good health insurance guy. They're all around. My experts are out there, and they will more than happy to team up to help you. And they're really, really, you go to the top of their list when I refer you in or else. All right, there'll be a lot of pressure to introduce you to the world when you win a lottery or get a big inheritance or something changes in your life. Be very, very careful. You get that big sports contract, you're out there listening, professional athletes, keep your mouth shut. Call me right away and control your money. Control your money. Kevin Durant should have called me. $77 million down the drain. Should have called me right away. Your money would be in municipal bonds right now and very safe. I don't know who you gave your money to, but the person's a moron. All right. Make plans to leave town the day you claim your prize. Now you get an inheritance. You don't have to, or a sports contract. You come into sudden money like that. You don't have to leave town, but a Powerball winner, I think you need to. I think he's right. The world will want to meet its latest multimillionaire, whether it's for curiosity, news stories, charity, or other solicitations. They will find out where you live, where you work, who your friends are. The good news is this curiosity will quickly go away. However, for the first few days, you should disappear with your loved ones, take a deep breath, let this incredible life-changing event eventually sink in. Make sure your attorney or spokesperson can handle all inquiries while you are gone. And when you enjoy return home, there'll be plenty of time to plan the rest of your life. But for now, enjoy. So those are some of the thoughts on winners and how they can relate to you in terms of your day-to-day. I think the most important is having a team around you and making sure that you got everything organized and control your money. That's why I always tell people, do not give up control of your money. Work. If you find someone you like and trust, work with them hand in hand. If you have that relationship away, that's fantastic and good for you. I think it's a wonderful thing when you have a trusted financial person, trusted estate attorney, you got a good team, a trusted CPA, and you got a good team around you. The family office is the reason why billionaires have family offices. They know they can't do everything. They need help. And you can do an informal family office through O'Brien Retirement if you want to. It's not easy. It's relatively inexpensive. And basically, you got a nice team around you. They're not on your payroll. They're not on your payroll. With billionaires, they usually have, you know, 30 or 40 people on an actual payroll, but they can afford it. But in case if you'd like to make an appointment, you'd like to come into the office and do a free financial review, feel free to come in. We don't never charge for planning. So come on in. My number is 860-415-9614. Have a great week, everybody, and have a blessed, blessed day. Take care. Bye-bye.